You owned your car for 4 years. You named it Brad. You loved Brad. And then you totaled him. You two had been through everything together. Two boyfriends, three jobs. You're like, nothing can replace Brad. Then Liberty Mutual calls. And you break into your happy dance.
If you sign up for Better Car Replacement, we'll pay for a car that's a model year newer with 15,000 fewer miles than your old one. See car insurance in a whole new light. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 What am I supposed to be doing here?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everyone. This is Brad from the Snowplow Show. Yes, I have the same name as what you named your car. Isn't that weird? Isn't that ironic? Thank you, Carlito, for sending me that weird Liberty Mutual Brad commercial. I promise we're not really sponsored by Liberty Mutual today. We're sponsored by Tony from Arizona. Thanks, Tony, for being a contributor to the show and causing even more carding calls to happen. If any of you out there listening are getting sick of all the carding calls I've been doing lately, then you can completely blame Tony this time around, because it's Tony's fault. Today is going to be the third show in a row that we've done carding pranks, nothing but carding pranks. So get ready for more of those. Thanks to Tony. But first, a couple things. Number one, thing number one, there is yet another PLA cake. This one is from Katie Bobick. And she actually wrote PLA, I think, on her daughter's birthday cake. Her daughter's name is Abby. I thought the cake said Arby because it's in cursive. But anyway, it says, Happy Birthday, Arby, Jesus, and the PLA. But yeah, it's another PLA cake. It has a picture of a snowman and a tree, and it's blue, and it looks incredibly delicious, and I'm really hungry for cake now. So of course, I will make that the image on today's show on phonelosers.org. Thank you, Katie, for doing your homework assignment. Even though it was late, it's okay. I'm not going to take off points just because it was late. Because you did it, and that's all that matters. And hopefully your daughter's not traumatized by having PLA written on her birthday cake. PLA and Jesus. Thing number two is this thing called Flipboard.com. I heard about this from Ken over at the Right Where You Are Sitting Now podcast. And they were talking about this thing called Flipboard. And it's kind of like an RSS reader, but it's like magazines. I don't know how to explain it. It's for your smartphone. And it reads content from RSS feeds and other things. And so I made a Phone Losers of America magazine, quote-unquote magazine. I don't think I'm making any sense with this, but go to Flipboard.com or download the app on your phone, Flipboard, and search for Phone Losers of America. I'm going to start posting things on there probably for another week or two before I get bored with it and completely forget about it, unless a bunch of people start using it. But I just thought I'd throw it out there. Flipboard.com. I read RSS feeds pretty much all day, every day, while I'm supposed to be working, but I use Feedly, and it's a website. Flipboard doesn't have a website. Apparently, you have to download an app, so I don't think it's going to get much use on my computer. But I've been reading a lot of news lately on my phone with Flipboard. Mostly when I'm out in public, waiting in line, and, you know, just trying to avoid talking to other people. So it's not a bad system, and I'm throwing PLA stuff in there, so give that a try if you're into that sort of thing. Thing number three is the PLA Steam Community group. If you go to groups on Steam and search for Phone Losers of America, there's a group in there, or there's a link in the show notes, of course. Some guy named I Am Not a Pyro set this up, and I posted about it on the Facebook, and a bunch of people have joined. There's 23 members now. So if you'd like to join the Steam group, that might be a good thing to do, because next month, Grand Theft Auto 5 comes out for Steam. And I will be ditching my 360 and playing Grand Theft Auto on Steam from now on, most likely. So come and play Grand Theft Auto and other crap with us. And then finally, thing number four would be actually two things that you need to support. One would be Rappy's new album. Rappy McRapperson's doing another album, as I mentioned in the last show, and you guys have been supporting him, and we're up to $199 right now. Earlier today, it was just $125, so apparently somebody has donated $75. But that's really good. You know, he's only a few days into this. He's already got $200 almost, and I haven't donated yet. I'm still going to donate. So support Rappy McRapperson by giving him as much money as you possibly can. And then if you have a little bit left over, you know, just like 50 cents or a dollar or, you know, some really tiny amount left over after supporting Rappy, then you should support the Prank Call Nation fundraiser for a needy family for Christmas. I think that ends this week in a couple of days. I think I'm too lazy to go check, but I think it ends on December 18th. So you have a few more days to donate to Prank Call Nation's fundraiser. As of today, we are up to $807.59. That's how much money we've raised to give to this family for Christmas. And G-Ad's going to be taking care of that. I think he went out this week and he bought some Christmas presents, and I don't know what else he's doing. I think he's going to put some of the money on gift cards or just give them cash, because they're having a really hard time this year and it would really help out. I forget the exact story, but it's all on prankcallnation.com/fundraising. Or is it fundraiser? I can never remember. I think it's fundraising. But the lady's dealing with terminally sick kids or a kid or something like that. I'm too lazy to read about it. I'm going to try and talk G-Ad into just taking all of that money and giving it to Rappy McRapperson's album project. But he probably won't listen to me. He'll probably just give it to this family, which I guess that's nice too. It's a worthy cause, just like Rappy McRapperson's new album project. So please go to the show notes and donate to both of those things. I think on the next show that I do later this week, I need to not do any carding calls, because we need a break from cardings. I can't just do cardings every single day or every single show. You guys are going to get bored with cardings. So on the next show, maybe I will get some more requests done that you guys have sent in. I've really been ignoring the requests since this carding stuff started up again. And before that, it was all of the Adopt-A-Median stuff, which I still have plenty of numbers left for Adopt-A-Median that I need to call. You know, as far behind as I am on everything, I really should be doing a show every single day of the week. But I'm not. So let's get started with this one. It seems like it's a female.
Hi, Roy. My name is Catherine. My phone number is 818.
She sounds angry. Annoyed, at least.
Again, 818. I got your note that was left on my son's car about you hitting his retarded car. I would like to talk to you about this. Again, 818-248.
Yes.
Thank you.
So there are apparently several people in the 818 area code leaving notes for people. One is Carl Sanders. I forget the other one. And then there's a third one that's unknown. He's the one who's leaving notes about slashing tires. And really, I prefer notes that don't call their car retarded or say, oh my god, you parked so stupidly that I hit you. Because it seems like usually they don't take those notes seriously and they're more likely to just call the cops instead of calling me. But this one sounds good. I hope this lady answers. Please answer, Catherine.
Hello?
Hello, Catherine?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, you did. Yes, that was my son's car. But where did you actually hit the car?
Kind of on the roof, like on the very, very top on the roof. I was standing on top of it.
You were standing on top of the car?
Yeah. And I didn't expect the roof to give in like that. It just kind of caved in. But I think it might have popped out by now.
But why would you be standing on top of the car?
I was proposing to my girlfriend. And I wanted to make it dramatic, you know?
Why would you stand on top of someone else's car?
Well, because I don't have a car, but I just, it was just...
Do you live around here?
Yeah. I just have a Washington area code because I moved down here last year and I kept my number.
And where exactly do you live?
I'm in Van Nuys.
You're in Van Nuys, but you're on my street and you're trespassing on someone else's car?
Well, it's not trespassing. It's you know, it was parked out there.
Well, I know, but...
It's not like I broke in this time.
I know, but would you like for someone to step on your car?
Well, I don't have a car.
That's not the point. How old are you?
I'm 23. But the point is, like, we have pictures and everything. It's really romantic and everything. Like, I proposed and she said yes.
Well, that's good. I'd actually like to see that picture. I think, you know, that. Where does she live around here?
She lives, where does she live? She lives over on Jamila in Canoga Park.
Okay. I'm going to go see if the roof actually opens, the convertible actually goes down. And if it does not, then how are you going to pay to have it fixed?
Oh, I don't know. You can call my insurance company. I have renter's insurance at my apartment. I think that'll work, won't it?
Possibly. Are you able to text me your renter's information and your driver's license number?
Sure. Well, did you even see damage on the roof?
You know, I expected someone, if someone leaves a note saying I hit your retarded car, that you would, like, see, like, I would see, like, bumper damage or a dent to the door. I would never expect someone to stand on top of a convertible.
Yeah.
So, no.
Well, it was worth it because she said yes.
Well, that would be, I'd actually like to see a picture of that, but let me go see if the convertible actually opens.
Okay.
Because it
all
is
right.
My son's car, and I will call you back.
Oh, well, can I just hold? I mean.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, I cannot seem to get it open.
Oh,
I'm
going
to take it to the BMW mechanic that we go to, and I can call you back.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't really even think it's my fault, though, is it? I mean, because if it wasn't such a retarded car, it would have... Because, like, I used to have a car, and I could stand on it, and it didn't break.
I'm sorry. Is this a joke? I mean, am I on, like, some show where you get on someone's car, someone else's property, and you're not accepting responsibility, and you think it's okay?
No, I'm just saying it. Like, if the car I used to have, I had a Ford Focus, and I could stand on it all the time, and it never broke.
Was that a convertible Ford Focus? Because you stood on a convertible. The rooftop opens.
Yeah,
it's
but
a convertible.
Still, I mean, if it was a good car, if it wasn't retarded, it would be able to withstand things like that.
Oh my God, this is a joke, right?
No.
You are joking.
What are you talking about, a show? What kind of show would do that? Stand
like,
on...
are you trying to, like, make me look ridiculous? Cause...
No, I'm not trying to make anyone look ridiculous. I just don't... It just seems like it's not my fault. Because cars...
Okay. My husband has... A very good friend who works in the internal affairs of the Los Angeles Police Department. And now I have your phone number and your name. And now I'm pretty sure you probably touched the car too. So now I'm going to have your fingerprints.
Well,
so if you do not send me your name, number, and your driver's license and your address, I'm going to call the police department right now.
In fact,
I do have your fingerprints because it's on the postcard that you left.
But this isn't an internal affair, you know? This wouldn't. What does that have to do with anything?
My point is that you need to send me your information and your renter's information so that I can file a police report.
Yeah, but like for example, my dad, he's a real estate agent.
Oh,
you know what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
My point is that you trespassed, you touched someone else's property, you're standing on a vehicle that's not even yours to propose to your girlfriend.
And
you're not
yes.
accepting responsibility. I'm sorry. Please send me your information.
I'm accepting responsibility because I left the note. I was just letting you know what happened in case you were wondering. Like why.
Okay, so I'm going to go take this car to the dealer right now and ask them to open this convertible top. If it does not open, then it's your responsibility to have it replaced or fixed.
Is it an expensive car?
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, is it an expensive car?
Not really.
Okay. I was just going to say, because I paid $5,000 for my car, and you could stand on it. You could, like, jump on it, and it didn't hurt it at all. Just left footprints on the roof. You just wash them off.
But was it a convertible? Do you understand what a convertible is?
Of course, yeah, it opens up. But it should be able to withstand someone standing on it, right?
It's not made of steel. It's made of fabric.
I don't even weigh that much.
Oh, my God.
I weigh like 135. I'm starting to feel like at this point this is some kind of insurance scam you're trying to pull on me.
Please send me your information, your renter's insurance, and a copy of your driver's license.
But his car is retarded. It's being retarded. It's not
Thank
even,
you.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. It seems like that's probably the third or fourth time in the past few months that someone has accused me of doing a show. It's like they all know that I'm doing a show, and it's some kind of act. It's comedy. How do they all know I'm doing a show? Like, really, you guys remember that, right? There's been calls in the past few months where people say, you know, are you just a comedian? Is this a radio show? Are you the number one prankster on Earth or something? I guess I'm going to stop getting notes left on cars in the San Fernando Valley, though, because Internal Affairs is going to investigate this Internal Affairs issue. And they're going to get his fingerprints, and he's going to jail for life. So, Carl Sanders, I apologize if you go to jail as a result of the Internal Affairs investigation that is sure to take place very soon. But it was worth it, right? I mean, we got a couple funny calls out of it. Actually, I have more of those numbers in that area that have left messages for me, which I'm going to call very soon. Also, the idea of standing on a car and proposing to my girlfriend is from Ben. Some guy named Ben wrote that idea, I think, on our website. So thank you, Ben. I stole your idea. The idea of standing on a car and giving an inspirational speech, that was my idea. Proposing to my girlfriend, or he said, declare your love for your girlfriend. That was his idea. He also says I should stand on a car and put on a small concert. So I'll have to try that one soon. And I bet you that lady, I bet you she just doesn't know how to open the top. Like, I know sometimes on convertibles, I've never owned one before, but you know, you have to like unlatch a couple things and then push the button for the top to come up. She's probably going to burn out the motors trying to, you know, open up the roof without unlatching those things. I hope she broke the motors. Serves her right. God damn it. Okay, so I've done a couple car ding calls on my own, and now I'm live on the PCN doing car ding calls on Monday, December 15th. 2014. I didn't do any car dings over the weekend, so I just need to catch up on these. Now she's texting me. She's like, the rooftop is broken. Please send your information. She's saying I broke the convertible roof on her BMW. Teehee!
Hello, Roy. I saw the note you left on my car after doing the dings. I saw the note. Okay, call me back. 4362. Thank you, Gladys.
I left a note on her cow, apparently. I guess I'll call it. Oh, this was just 30 minutes ago, too.
Hello?
Hello, cow lady. I left a note on your car. My name is Roy.
Yeah, I saw it. I called you the other time. You went straight into your voicemail.
Oh, you called before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I was in jail all weekend. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, oh. I had to, you know, my brother had to... He had to drive over from New York and post bail for me.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I've been in jail. That's why I didn't answer. My phone, it was in you know, the property room at the jail.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, sorry about your car.
That's okay.
Okay, well, thanks. Bye.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, you want me to tell you what I did to it, though? She hung up? What? That was easy.
Hello?
Hello, cow lady. I didn't tell you what I did to the car.
Yeah. No, I called back. I was just trying to call you back because it just went off. I didn't know whether you... What happened?
Oh, yeah. I accidentally hit your car. I'm sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you hung up on me. I don't know why.
No, I didn't hung up. You instead said, oh, okay, then it went off. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, well, I didn't hang up on you.
I thought, see, you have the same kind of car as my ex-girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that was her car, so I just, I rammed my car into it. I'm like, fuck you, bitch, rammed my car into it, and then I realized it was the wrong, quit saying uh-huh, smartass.
So you thought it was her?
Yeah, I thought it was her, and then I just, yeah. And stupid me. I'm such a stupid. I'm sorry. But I don't think the damage was too bad, was it?
No.
What damage did you see on it?
Because I was waiting for you. Do you live around the area?
Yeah, I live right around the corner.
Okay.
From something, I'm sure.
Huh?
From something, I'm sure.
From where?
I live right around the corner. I live right here near you.
Oh, okay. Because when it was in the evening when I came, then I couldn't see it in the evening. So in the morning, I saw something, but I didn't even know which one is it, you know, because there's a dent. If you have seen it, there's a dent like in front of my car and behind my car.
Oh, so it was already broken.
So I just said, you know what? First of all, you just leaving me the note, that's good enough, you know. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I did that because I'm a Christian.
Yeah, so I just saw the note. I was like, you know what? That's fine by me. That's okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so I could dent your car even more if I want. Like, next time I see your car, I could just... I'll break out a window and you'd be like, oh, whatever. No. There's a dent.
No, not like that.
Okay, I won't do that. All right, well... I'm very sorry, and Merry Christmas.
You too.
And have a nice day.
You too.
And
thank you.
Are you single? Because, I mean, you know.
No, I'm married.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Because you had the same car and everything. I thought it could just brighten up my holiday if I could just pretend you were my ex.
No, I'm married.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I was going to ask if you wanted to make out in the back seat. Just like we used to. Okay, thanks.
Alrighty.
Bye. That was weird.
Hi, I have a problem. You're too big to sit in here.
What?
Hi, I have a problem. You're too big to sit in here.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to call her back. Oh, look, here's one. Oh, wait, no. Never mind. It's from a 661 area code, so I'm guessing it's Skype and it's fake.
Oh, hi. My name is Veronica. I just found a little note on my car, and I have you left you the phone number. You want to talk to me? My phone number is 661. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, that ID I did a minute ago, by the way, it was also from Ben. He's the guy whose idea I used last time as well. Let's see. I'm looking through my idea list. I don't need you, chat room, because I have an idea list here. I don't even know why I'm broadcasting.
Hello?
Hello, Veronica?
No, this is not Veronica.
Oh, is Veronica home?
You got the wrong number. This is not Veronica.
Monica, maybe?
No.
I accidentally dinged your car, and I left a note.
Yeah, but she's having a sour.
A sour what?
I said she's having a shower. That's her sister. You're talking to her sister.
Oh, is her name Veronica?
No.
Is it Monica?
No.
What is it?
What do you want her name for?
Well, I left a note on her car, and she called me back, and she told me to call her. Can you just bring her the phone in the shower? Is she having a golden shower?
Excuse me?
Could you just bring her the phone in the shower?
Bring her the phone in the shower. When she's finished, she will give you a call, okay?
No. Bring her the phone right now.
I can't. How do you somebody showering, and I'm going to give her the phone, and she's taking a shower?
It's okay. She doesn't care.
Room because her husband is there.
Her husband's in the shower with her?
I say her husband is there in her room. She have a bathroom inside her room. Well, so her husband is there. I cannot go. I'm her sister.
Just burst in there really fast. Just burst in the
Bye.
Door.
Just Can I hang up the phone, please?
You may not.
Sure.
I do not give you permission to hang up the phone.
Okay, but then she's showering. Can she call you back? Because right now my hands too. I'm doing this, and I cannot go give her the shower when her husband is inside. That's so disrespectful.
Just put the dish down and go run into her room real fast. Go into the bathroom and... Okay, she's gone. All right. Guess I'll wait for a call back from her. So there's this one that happened over the weekend in the 814 area code. It's from this guy named Brown Magic, and I think he left a bunch of notes, but he's given me a lot of email information about this lady. I'm scrolling through right now. I'm trying to find all of her voicemails, like this one. Oh, and it's in Pennsylvania. Did I say Virginia? Okay, here, I think this is the first one. This is from 2 days ago.
Hi, Roy. My name's Mary. I'm the owner of the blue van you left a note on. I was just going to find out what happened, and I did notice some damage on my van. Please get a hold of me, and we'll figure something out. I have to go to church in the morning, so give me a call tonight sometime. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was voicemail number one. I'm going to delete it now. Damn all these area codes. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, Roy, it's Mary again. I got the blue van. I have to make a final police report.
No.
And I wanted to get a hold of you first. So give me a call back, 814-221-96. Thank you.
Okay. That was the other voicemail. Okay, so that was all from Mary. But I received voicemails. He said that Brown Magic told me that I left a note on a Chevy minivan, and the minivan has a headlight with no bulb socket in it. This is my girlfriend's friend, Mary, and if you tell her that you dinged her on the driver's side headlight, I almost guarantee she will try and scam you to buy her a new headlight. From the outside, the headlight looks fine, but all the electric headlight machine stuff inside is gone. Oh, and he even gave me Mary's work number. And says she's not the brightest bulb in the deck, so she might not even question how you got her work number. I'm reading this giant email. He sent me like 500 emails this weekend. He says, I swear to Christ I'm not stalking you. I just wanted you to know that Mary just called me and said that Roy left a huge crack in her bumper. For the record, the note said simply, sorry I dinged your car. Call me Roy. And her van is possibly the shittiest car I've ever seen. And I drive a Kia. Gotta run because she's leaving you a voicemail now. So, I don't know. I feel like a lot of pressure to make this a good one. I'm gonna use an idea that I think Archangel left it. Oh yeah, I was under her car doing something. Fixing something. That's what I'll do.
Hello?
Hello, Mary?
No, it's Roy.
What? You're not Roy.
It's Roy.
What are you talking about?
No, you are.
I know. I said, are you Mary?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that was weird.
Ashley, back off. Ashley asked me who it was.
What?
My daughter. My daughter asked me who I was talking to.
Oh, man. Tell her to be quiet. Yeah, I left the note on your car.
Quiet. He said be quiet. Yeah, I got that note.
How old is she?
What happened?
How old's your daughter?
She's 11.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. I guess that would be inappropriate for me to ask that. Okay. Yeah, I was underneath your car. I was fixing something. And you're not going to believe this. I feel so stupid, but my car rolled into your van. Like, I left the parking brake off and while I was underneath your car, and my car rolled into your van and just kind of hit it. I'm sorry, what?
I've seen that.
Okay. And I'm sorry.
I looked at it Sunday morning. Yeah, yesterday morning.
Yeah. And I'm sorry it took so long to get back to you, because I was in jail.
Oh, that's crappy.
Yeah, yeah. Typical weekend, you know. I'm sorry, you said you looked at it?
I had trouble.
Yeah, you know.
There is a scratch on my van and a little dent on it.
Like by the headlight? That's where I hit it, on the headlight.
The headlight? Are you talking about the driver's side or the passenger side?
More like the driver's side. But like my car bumped into it. I wasn't even in my car when it happened. I was underneath your van.
Oh.
And my
car... You were underneath my van?
Yeah, I was working on something. And my, I left the parking brake off, and it rolled into it, and then it made your van roll forward, and I think it might have hit something in front also. Like your van bumped into something.
I don't know.
So it might have got both the front and the back.
I don't know. All I know is I didn't see any damage except for the side, but I don't think it hit the side.
Oh, no. It was more just like the very back. And yeah, yeah. My car, I left it in gear and turned on. So it just started driving itself forward. So really, I don't even know if I'm responsible technically because I wasn't driving
and
the car.
And you said that you were under where?
I was underneath your van working on something.
Why was you underneath my van?
I was working on something.
You were working on something underneath my van?
Yeah.
What were you working on under my van?
I don't really want to say, if you don't mind. I'd rather...
I really need you to say what you were doing under my van.
I was fixing something.
What were you fixing?
Okay, I'm kind of a graffiti artist, and my thing, I like to be original. My thing is I like to get underneath the van and draw things with spray paint and Sharpies and sometimes even crayons. Mm-hmm. And I was drawing a picture of Dick Butt.
Under my van.
Yeah, on the bottom, like kind of where along the tailpipe muffler thing, you know, the pipe.
Why would you draw on somebody else's van?
But it's underneath. It's not like anyone can see it. But the point is, I'm an artist, and I know it's there. And it just makes me happy to know that, like, I'm driving around, and every car in the neighborhood has my art underneath it.
Well, I think that's destroying other people's property, don't you think?
Well, you wouldn't even know about it if I hadn't said anything. You should get under and admire it. And, like, the thing is, like, someday if you're getting an oil change or you're getting work done, the mechanical will lift it up, and he'll look under there, and he'll just be like, wow, this looks really neat.
Did you put your initials on there anyway?
Yeah, I did, actually, on right on the bottom part of the art.
All right. Well, thanks for telling me. I didn't see any damage on it.
I thought you said...
please don't write on my van no more.
I would never write on the van itself. I was writing on the bottom.
Right. No, you said that you didn't hit the side of the van, just the back.
Yeah, and it hit it pretty hard, though. There wasn't, like, any cracks or anything. I thought I saw a crack.
There is a crack in my bumper.
Oh, no. But I wasn't driving
the
car.
That's why I wanted to talk to you before... I made a police report, which I didn't really see any significant damage, and I didn't make a police report.
You did?
I was kind of wanting to talk to you first.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you didn't.
Because the van's not in my name.
Whose name is it?
The van is in my daughter's dad's name, and he wanted to come up here and find you.
Well, it's not even your property, then. You can't tell me not to paint on it, not to spray paint it.
And I'm driving it. It's in my possession.
Oh, but I'm saying I don't think it's really my fault that I cracked the bumper because I wasn't in my car at the time. I was underneath the van, and like I'm lucky to be alive.
Well, thanks for calling me.
Your van.
I'm not riding on my van no more.
Well, it's not even your van. It's your dad's daughter's whatever.
It doesn't matter, dude.
I know,
you
but
don't go around writing on people's cars.
It's not that I just scribbled nonsense on it. It's art.
I have nothing more to say.
Like, you know, someday I'm going to be a famous artist, and she's gone. She should be proud to have my art on the underside of her van. All right, if I were to call her back right now, chat room, what would I say? Okay, Guy Manderson. Oh, by the way, that was Elkie's idea. He told me to say that I was drawing a penis and balls underneath her car with a Sharpie. So I ignored his suggestion, and I said it was Dick Butt. Same thing. A penis and balls and a butt. Ma'am? Oh, she hung up.
Hello?
Hey, Mary. The reason I was really calling, though, is I think that I'm going to sue you for attempted manslaughter because your van almost rolled over me. When my car...
You shouldn't have been under my van.
It doesn't matter. The fact is that I was there.
Go ahead. Sue me, asshole.
What? Don't call me an asshole. I didn't understand what she just said there. What'd she say? Let's call her one more time, and if she doesn't answer, I'll leave a voicemail so that her her sister's boyfriend can at least hear the voicemail.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 81 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hello, Mary. It's Roy. And I just wanted to let you know that I am going to go ahead and go forward with this whole lawsuit thing. Your van tried to kill me. You're a negligent van owner because clearly your parking brake doesn't work. Because your van, it rolled at least more than a foot. And if I'd been just a little bit in a different position, you know, your muffler could have taken my head off. Your tires could have rolled on top of my foot and broken my foot. It's bullshit. It's negligence. And people like you shouldn't own vans. And that's probably why you don't. That's why you have to use some relative's van or whatever that is. But it's bullshit. And I will be sending a process server over soon to serve you with papers. So you just be waiting for that. And also, I was hoping maybe you could let me know if you have a suggestion on what I should draw under your van the next time. Because there's still a lot of space, and I like to fill up the entire canvas of the underside of a van. So if you could let me know if you have any ideas, that'd be really nice. Okay, thank you, Mary. It's very nice talking to you, and I will see you in court. Goodbye. Okay, what's next? BMW lady, which you guys in the chat room did not hear because I hadn't been online yet, but she is texting me again. She says, I am taking the BMW you stood on to the dealer for repair. If you do not wish to pay for the damages you caused, felony vandalism charges will be filed immediately. Oh, shit. I'm going to text her back. I'm going to say I was just kidding. I only left the note. Okay. My text back to her says, I was just kidding about standing on your dumb car, you batty old lady. I only left the note. I didn't touch your car. It was a prank, dummy. Oh, and then I'll write, love, Roy. So she told me earlier that her husband works in the internal affairs department of the police station, because that's relevant to this for some reason. But I will keep you guys updated on if she sends me a message back. Thank you. Wait. We're not done with Mary yet, because Black Magic, he sent me a YouTube video of Mary, like they're hanging out in a living room, and I didn't listen to it all yet because it's kind of boring. But I think right now would be a good time to listen to the entire thing. It's 3 minutes long. Let's hear what Mary has to say. Black. What's his name? Black Magic. Black Brown Magic. He's just kind of hanging out here and talking to Mary.
That sucks. Did he call you back yet?
No. Not answering the phone. And I had that phone number looked up last night. And it's an IP number. It's not even a regular phone number.
She said she had my number looked up. It's an IP number. She didn't do a very good job. Because if anyone Googles that phone number, they see the carding prank.
Yeah, but that might be... Because I used to have, oh, what the hell was it, that Vonage, do you remember that?
Yeah.
I used to have that.
And they had that call wave, too.
And that has that, it had one of those things. So I can like a phone number anywhere in the country.
This is a Washington phone number.
Well, with all the students here, though, you never know.
Yeah.
Did you leave them a message?
Yeah, I left them a message and they ordered me, but... Nobody's calling me back or nobody's answering.
It's only been not even a day.
Could be on vacation or someone.
Or in jail. I mean,
some people don't do shit on Sundays, you know?
Yeah.
Some people are in jail.
Well, maybe you'll get some money out of them at least. You know?
Yeah. I called Dave, Ashley's dad, and told him what happened. He's like, well, if it's just that, don't even bother doing anything about it.
Goddamn Brown Magic and his vertical video. I'd be able to see a lot more if it wasn't vertical.
Chillin'.
you called that number and left the voice.
Yeah.
The guy's name doesn't sound familiar, and neither does his voice. She's like, do you know Roy? And I'm like, no, it doesn't ring a bell. She's like, he sounds kind of gay. And I'm like,
he sounds kind of gay.
Shit.
Because my voice smells like, hi, this is Roy.
Guess that could be like a whole bunch of kids around here. A lot of them look gay.
Well, I mean, if he left a note, he's, you know, probably going to give you some money, if you think about it. I mean, why would he leave a note?
Yeah, is that calling me?
Brown Magic's girlfriend, while she's talking, she's unpackaging what I think is a Swiffer. It's a pretty exciting video.
Well, just, you know, leave another voicemail and just be like, hey, you know, I'd really like to get this taken care of.
Well, I told him, I said, I need you to get a hold of me. I said, I don't want to make a police report until I talk to you. So, hopefully you'll get a hold of me.
Yeah. Doubt the cops would do much, though.
Not for that.
They probably wouldn't even care. Lucky if they even showed up.
Yeah. Well, that was fun to listen to. Thanks, Brown Magic, for that. Hopefully Brown Magic will have follow-up stories with this, and hopefully he'll be able to hear my crazy voicemail to Mary. Teehee! So, let's delete that voicemail and get to the next one. The lady before, BMW lady, she says, I am checking my security cameras as we speak. I'm sure you didn't see those. Okay. Have fun seeing that I wasn't really standing on your car proposing to my girlfriend. I just left a note. Okay, I think I'm going to go back to the very beginning, like the oldest voicemails, and I'm going to start moving forward. So, first, we have this one.
Hi, Roy, this is Jake. You hit my car this morning. Give me a call back on my cell phone, 818-123. Thank you all, such a shame.
So that's Jake. He's from Carl Sanders area, and this happened 10 days ago. And I've been trying to call him back, and I left a voicemail for him on Friday, I think it was. So I'm just going to leave a voicemail. I'm done with this one.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 818-3 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Jake. This is Roy. I left a note on your car, and I've been trying to call you back for 10 days now, and you never pick up your phone. I was going to be like, let's not involve our insurance companies. I'll just give you a bunch of money, okay? Just let me give you like $300, and then we won't have to involve the police or insurance, because, you know, I'm a wanted felon and stuff, but whatever. If you're not going to answer, I guess you don't want my money, so whatever. I'm not calling you back, and I'm blocking your number, so don't try and call me back. Fucking asshole. There. Teach him.
Hey, Roy, this is Adam again. I'm calling you back. Second time now, you left a message. A note on my car. You ding dick. I'm still trying to find the damage on there. Maybe call me back, that'd be great. My number is 916-56. Please give me a call back. Thank you.
Okay, so he's called before already. Mr. Horrible cell phone connection. So let me scroll back, see if I can find his other message. Maybe I deleted it because he sounds really fake. He didn't leave another message. It's full of shit. Oh yeah, I want to reply to BMW lady. I bet your security cameras are retarded too. That'll make her happy. I'm going to get internal affairs called on me for sure.
Hello?
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
But you sound kind of fake. Are you sure you're not a listener?
Listener to what?
Oh, never mind. Yeah, I was opening up your door with a Slim Jim, and I kind of scratched, like, right around the door, where the window meets the door.
Wait, why the hell would you do that?
What?
Why the hell would you do that?
Wow, you're... Your cell phone connection's awful. Like, what carrier do you use? I want to make sure I never use them.
Verizon.
Oh, man. Thank God I'm with a superior carrier like T-Mobile.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm really sorry about the scratch. It's just like a little scratch. I think you could probably do touch-up paint or something on it.
No. Wait. Let me go check real quick.
Because, you know, I've done touch-up paint on mine. You can get like a little jar of touch-up paint for like 20 or 30 bucks. It looks just like the real thing.
Yeah, you're going to pay for it, though.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All of it.
What?
So where are you located at, Roy?
I'm in Van Nuys.
You're in Van Nuys?
Yeah.
Okay. Cactus.
Cactus. I knew it! I'm starting to think that one was fake. Damn it. That's the first person who's gotten me this time around.
Hey, is this Roy? Because I found your note on my car saying that you dinged it, and I just wanted to talk to you about that if you could call me back. 469. Thanks.
Dashy says this one's fake, but this area is an area that a listener has been leaving notes, and he's leaving notes on a college campus. So I guess I'll just risk it. Whatever. I'll get cactused again. Katie Cat says I should give out people's phone.
Hello?
This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah.
And are you a listener?
Sorry?
Are you a listener of the show?
No, you just said you hit my car.
Yeah, I said because I didn't hit the car exactly. Did I say hit? I'm sorry. I scratched the door. Yeah, I kind of scratched the door. I was using a Slim Jim to open up your car and get inside.
What?
It's just like this little scratch right by the window, kind of where the door handle is.
So you tried to get in the car?
Well, I did get in. I was letting the dog out because it was kind of hot out.
In my car?
Yeah, there was a dog in your car, and
there was no fucking dog in my car. What are you talking about?
There was a dog in your car, and I used a Slim Jim to get him out, and I took him
so
to.
So, did you suck the Slim Jim after?
What?
Did you suck the Slim Jim after?
Did I suck the Slim Jim?
Did you see a mark?
Did you ask me if I sucked the Slim Jim?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. Do you know what a Slim Jim is?
So you use the stick of meat to get in my car.
No, you retard. Do you know what a Slim Jim is? It's a piece of metal to break into cars.
It's a fucking stick of meat.
No, it's
Why
a piece of metal. There
car?
Are multiple no definitions for a Slim Jim.
No, there was no fucking dog in my car. What are you fucking talking about?
There was a dog in your car, and you're a bad dog owner for leaving your dog in the car when it's that hot out.
You're wrong. We go to college.
Hey, tell that bitch to shut the fuck up. We're not. This isn't between me and that fucking bitch.
He doesn't have a fucking dog.
Hey, guess what? You know what? You're the dog.
Did you take a picture of the dog in the car?
Hey, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Please be quiet if I can reply. Did you take a picture of the dog in the car?
You need to control your woman, sir.
No, sir, did you take a picture of the dog in the car?
Why the fuck would I do that?
Because then that's your proof that obviously...
I don't need proof.
Right.
I know.
No, I know,
and God knows.
What type of dog was it?
Don't worry about it. I'm going to hang up because I don't even care anymore.
You're lying.
Where's the dog now?
Yeah, did you get it out?
I took him to a kill shelter.
Good, because okay. I was trying to get it to die anyway. That's why I left it in the car.
Yeah, well, you know, you should be a little more humane about killing dogs like I am. Just take it to a kill shelter.
Are you ironic because you just took it to a kill shelter?
That wouldn't be irony, you dumb bitch. Thank God you're in college.
Can you please justify your story?
No, not to you. She hung up. That was fun. So that one was Texas. Thank you, Texas person, for leaving notes on your college campus. Because, yeah, that was great. Guy can't fight his own battles. Has to get a girl involved. Here's an 815 number. Someone in the chat room said they were an 815.
Yes, Roy. This is, Marcus. I came up to the parking lot one day, and, I seen a sticky note saying, sorry, I dinged your car.
Bullshit.
Please call me at this number, so I wanted to figure out what that was all about. far as I've known, I looked around the car, I didn't see anything, but I want more detail about this, so if you can give me a call back at 815, that'd be appreciated. So, all right.
Thanks for listening, whoever you are.
Bye.
Everyone in the chat room says that's fake. So I say, I think Katie Cat's idea is awesome, though. Give out their phone numbers on the air. I'll teach those motherfuckers to leave me messages and try and fool me. Okay, the next one is from...
Hi, my name's Teresa. We came out to our car and found an index card with your number on it. Please give us a call back. Our number is 760.
Our number?
Or 760 51. I guess give us a call back. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So there's two numbers I can call. Dr. L says she sounds like a high maintenance girl. Guy Manderson says she sounds whiny. By the way, that was Boggy B's idea, the saying that there's a dog in the car, and I was just trying to let it out because it was too hot. He also gave me this idea, say, I'm a telemarketer guy, and I was trying to break in to give them some papers about a cool wireless internet package. That could be fun.
Hello?
Hello, Teresa?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Roy. He left me a message and told me to call you back. I left a note.
Hi, yes. Sorry, I didn't recognize the number. I screened my calls. Yeah, we got the little...
That's not how you screen a call. Screen a call means you have an answering machine and you pick up or you don't pick up.
It's called if it's not someone I want to talk to. I'm sorry, she's not available at the moment. May I take a message?
Well, that's dishonest.
I have a lot of creditors. We had got the index card on the car saying my bad with your name and number. We're kind of trying to figure out what the heck it was about. I'm sorry, hold on. Sorry, my dog's going nuts.
Oh, that's okay.
They're outside.
Yeah, that's all right. Now, I was opening up your car with, one of those metal bars that is called a Slim Jim, much like the jerky food thing, but it's not. The metal bars to open a car.
Uh-huh.
So the ding is actually on the window because the metal bar kind of scraped the window a little bit.
Why were you trying to Slim Jim the car?
Oh, I was getting it. Did you see the stuff I put in inside there? It's some marketing materials. I run a local business.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I run a local business here in town, and they told me I can't leave my stuff on windshields anymore, so I just put them inside the car, and it's more convenient.
And that's illegal as well. It's considered breaking and entering.
Well, no, not I didn't steal anything. I left something. You didn't see the papers I left in there?
No, but you might not want to do that, because if someone calls the cops on you, you will get in trouble for breaking and entering, regardless of whether you steal anything or not.
Okay, well, I don't think you're a cop, so I don't think you're a lawyer or a cop, and you don't know what you're talking about.
No, but I know who are.
Don't tell me how to do my job, because this is how I market, and it works. People see the materials in their car, and they read them.
I'm telling you it's illegal.
And I get new customers. Yeah, but
I'm telling you it's illegal.
You don't even know how to screen a call properly, so what do you know? And this is my business, and this is what I do for a living, so I know what I'm talking about. And also, you're a woman.
The ding on your window, especially considering the fact that they Slim Jimmed your car to leave marketing materials in there.
Were you talking to me? Because I couldn't understand any of that.
No, I'm talking to the owner of the car. Oh. We were borrowing the car for the day.
Oh, okay. So, well, you barely even see it. You probably didn't even notice
it. Yes, she wants to press charges, so I'm going to need your last name. Please.
There's no charges to press. If you want me to buy a little can of touch-up paint for your window, I can do that, but no, I don't give you permission to press charges.
You don't have to give us permission to press charges. I need your last name, please.
No, I won't give it to you. How about that?
Okay, well, I'll be calling the police now.
No,
thank you.
No, I don't give you permission to call the police. That was also an idea of Boggy Bees. He wanted me to say that I broke into their car. Maybe I should stop telling people I broke into their car. That's a bad idea.
Hi, Roy. This is Becky calling in with concerns to a billing inquiry. If you could please give me a call once you receive this message. Again, the number is 815. Again, this is Becky calling with the billing inquiry. If you can give me a call back at your earliest convenience, it will be greatly appreciated. You have a wonderful evening. Bye.
What is that? That seems like some sort of a trick a private investigator would use to try and get my information. Did she say, she said Roy, right?
Hi, Roy. This is Becky calling in.
See, did you hear that long pause? It's like she's trying to think of what... I don't know. I'm going to call her up and see what this is about. I'm getting scammed.
How was it? Hello?
Hello. Is this Becky?
This is Becky. Did you hear my cigarette?
Hey, Becky. You called me about the billing inquiry. It's Roy.
Okay. And Roy, may I have your last name, please?
Oh, what billing inquiry is it?
Well, we have some questions in regards to a debt.
Oh.
This is the collections.
The collections department, they let you bring your loud fucking kids to work and let them just run around and scream in the background? Is that how the collections department works?
Well, yes, we actually have the Christmas party today.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're a good liar. I totally believe that.
Can I have your last name for verification purposes?
Oh, okay. Well, if we're going to verify it, how about you verify it with me? You tell me my last name.
I can't give out confidential information.
What? Your cell phone cut out. Your cell phone there
what
in the...
What is your name?
Your cell
what
phone,
is your name?
Do your I, cell phone there in the call center. It cut out there for a second. What'd you say there? It didn't seem to work.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, that's weird.
Automatic voice.
You'd think at a call center it would just go to another rep, but for some reason I got a cell phone voicemail.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
It's bring your kids to work day. That lady's quick.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, that's weird. At the call center they're hitting the fuck you button. I didn't know call centers had a fuck you button.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
First is saying the call center must be pretty hectic with all those employees using one cell phone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 815. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Becky, it's Roy again. Isn't this weird? I thought I was calling a call center, and here I get a cell phone voicemail. That's so weird. It's almost as if you're not in a call center. How weird. All right, bye, Becky. Good luck in the future with your big scam that you're doing. I'm going to call the police on you, by the way. I'm calling the police. I'm going to let them know that you're trying to steal identities, because that's clearly what you're trying to do here, you identity thief. So that was 815... And one of the other calls I did just a few minutes ago was also 815, so I think she was trying to get information for whoever that was, the other 815. I forget what that was.
Hey, Roy, I got a message on my car tonight about you dinged the car. Not sure where or what happened, but I was just calling to find out what happened. So if you can give me a buzz back... 516-30. We'd appreciate it. Name is Joe. Thanks. Hello?
Hi, Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note in your car.
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
Oh, not bad, but, like, I'm Roy Jr. Was that note from Roy Sr.?
I have no idea.
Oh, because it's weird. He left that note 5 years ago. He's dead now.
Yeah, I have no idea. It was bizarre. I was driving home. I see something flickering in the wind, and I get home, and I pull this note off, and it says something like, "Sorry, I hit your car." I had no idea what it was all about.
I remember that night. It was a Tuesday. It was 5 years ago. And Roy's dead now. That's my father. He's dead now.
Is this a joke or what?
Of course not. No, I wouldn't joke about something like this. I think it's weird that you're calling back now instead of 5 years ago.
Yeah, I have no idea. I got off the train and someone stuck something on my car and, you know, I called the number back to find out what the story was.
Was there damage to your car?
No, I didn't see any damage. That's why I thought it was very strange.
And did you own that car 5 years ago?
No.
Oh, that's so strange.
Very, very strange.
Yeah, because I...
But I'm actually... I was just about to eat some dinner. So, you know, it was just, I guess, one of those weird things.
Yeah, but I mean, why... You just found the note? Like, you've owned the car for how long? And you just now found the note?
Yeah, strange.
Well, I don't... It's like you're making fun of my dead father.
All right, guy. You know, I no one's making fun of anything. I don't know what this call is all about.
It sounds like an insurance scam to me. You're trying to scam... Blow me off to eat dinner? Come on.
I'm sorry, but the person you called...
Okay, thank you first for that idea. Everyone in the chat room commanded that I use that idea, apparently. According to you.
Hey, Roy, this is Raul. I'm the owner of the gray Dodge Charger. You left a note on my car. I looked around, I couldn't see any damage, but if you could just call me back and tell me where you hit it so I could see it, I'd appreciate that. My number is 2676. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Sorry. Hello, Raul?
Hello?
Raul?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car. I've been trying to call you back.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Hey.
I forgot about that. It's been a few days.
Oh, so you don't care? Like, I don't have to pay?
Well, I didn't see any damage. Like, where exactly is it? Where did you hit it?
Just kind of on the... It's on the driver's side, but in the back. Like, near where the gas tank would be, if it's on that side.
No, the gas tank's on the other side.
Yeah, well, I mean...
The red car?
Yeah.
Dodge Charger?
Yeah, it's... Like, I'm just saying it's in that area where it would be. But,
okay.
Like, I was... Like, my kid was standing right next to your car, and he was smarting off to me. He's,
hold
you know,
on, give me a second. Just give me a second. I'm going to put my jacket on. I'm going to go outside and look at it.
Okay.
Wait, your kid was standing next to it?
Yeah, yeah. He's 12, and he's got a mouth on him. So I, like, took my keys. I threw him at his head really hard, but he ducked, and it hit your car. So it just kind of left, like, a little mark, a little couple little scratches.
What?
Just left through my keys, and it's just like some tiny scratches. You can barely even see them, but I didn't know if you'd be concerned about it. It's my kid's fault, though, because he ducked. Well,
okay, are you fucking with me?
No, of course not.
You sound like you are.
I don't know why you'd say that. No, it's my kid, and he's turning into a major problem.
Hold on, I'm getting to my car. It's parked. Pretty far.
Yeah, I'm a janitor over at the high school. I have, you know, one of those key rings that has just tons and tons of keys on it. So
which high school? There's no high school near here.
Yeah, I didn't say there was, but I don't want to tell you where I work because I don't need you trying to garnish my wages or anything.
Is it the black mark right next to the gas tank?
Well, no, it's on the opposite side. It's on the driver's side. Forget that I said
where?
Gas tank. I don't know, it's just like a little mark, like if you were to throw your keys. Like, do you have your keys with you? Try throwing your keys, and you'll see what the mark would look like.
Yeah. I don't have my keys on, man. Oh. And I think I need a kid first before I'm going to throw the keys.
Yeah, yeah. Just try and throw it at the kid's face, and then if you get lucky, they'll duck, and you can see what it looks like.
I don't see it. Like, what side is it, the front or the back?
It's near the back, where the gas tank would be if it were on that side, but it's not.
It actually is on that side.
Oh, it's on the driver's side? Because you told me earlier it was on the passenger side. So
I made a mistake, Jesus.
Now your story's changing, and I'm starting to feel like this is an insurance scam.
Yeah, what's your insurance number and social? You dropped something?
Yeah, I dropped my keys.
Sounded like you hit a trash can. I was ready to throw your kid against it.
Yeah, he deserves it, little fucking brat.
What do you do this time?
Oh, stay out of my fucking business, asshole.
I know, I'm curious, man.
Alright, so like, if there's no damage, I don't have to pay, so I guess I'm just going to hang up.
Like, honestly, though, so you didn't do anything to it? You're just fucking with me?
No, I did. I threw my keys, and it hit the car, but it wasn't on purpose.
Well, I don't see any damage.
Okay, well, perfect. We're all in the clear then. Maybe they just kind of rubbed right, off. Right. Maybe you have that self-healing paint like they have on cell phones now.
What?
You heard me.
I never heard of that.
It's true. I wouldn't make it up. Google it as soon as you get back inside.
I didn't hear it. I didn't know what he said.
Self-healing cell phones are a thing. And your car,
the microwave?
Your car is made out of it.
What is my car?
All right, bye.
Bye.
I think he was real. He just knew I was full of shit after the kid thing. I really want to keep doing that kid thing until someone gets pissed off at me for child abuse. So first, I want to do your idea. I want to say I flipped their car over because I thought it was a riot. But on the other hand, I want to do slightly more realistic things. You know, so they don't know that it's fake. Oh, it looks like Etza is the one that left notes around the 815 area code. So thank you, Etza. Etza is responsible for that lady trying to trick me out of my last name. And also for one of the other calls I did. Most likely. He's responsible for those. Ben is the one that had the idea of trying to smack my kid, and they ducked.
Hey, Roy, this is Cody calling. I got to my car today and saw that you left a note. I haven't been to my car in a while, so I'm not really sure when you left that.
His voice reminds me of Dax Flame, if anyone remembers that guy.
Hello?
Hey, is this Corey?
Yes, this is Cody. Yes.
Oh, Cody, I'm sorry. Cody. Yeah, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I had not been to my car in like a couple weeks, so I have no idea when you left that note. But yeah, I'm sorry if it was a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I thought you were in there honking at me, and it turns out it was just your car alarm. I thought you were just trying to be a jerk and like honking at me and stuff. So I just started kicking your car.
Oh.
But it was just the alarm is all it was. It's just a misunderstanding.
But so you kicked my car?
Yeah, I kicked it a whole bunch because you kept honking at me like over and over. And I kept saying, hey, fuck you. Cut it the fuck out. And you wouldn't stop. It just kept honking. So I went over there and just started kicking the shit out of it. But then I realized that it was a car alarm. There's nobody in the car.
Did you make a dent in my car? Or?
Yeah, I did, but I think, like, it looked worse at first. I think it popped back out. Because there was a couple dents. There was one left when I left, but the first dent that I made, it had already popped back out, so I think it's okay. There's just shoe prints on it, mostly.
Where did you kick my car?
Oh, kind of on the back, on the driver's side, like on the back side, driver's side.
You didn't see that I was not in the car?
No, I thought you were in there, because the windows were kind of dark. It wasn't in the daytime. So you
thought that I was honking at you? Did you do something wrong that I would have just been sitting in my car honking at you?
No, I didn't do anything wrong. That's why I was so upset. I thought you were just messing with me. You just kept honking at me over and over. So
you didn't think that it might be a car alarm? Or?
No, I thought you were just honking at me. But then I realized after, I'm like, oh, it must have just been a car alarm because there's nobody in there.
I guess I'll just check for the damages and...
Oh, so you didn't...
You're saying the driver's side, right, or the left side on the driver's side?
Yeah, kind of in the back half of the car on the driver's side.
Okay.
Are you sure you weren't, like, nearby in the bushes or something, just hitting your car alarm key? Because I don't see
why. Roy, I have no idea what you're talking about. My car was... I was not in the bushes while you were kicking my car. That is not what was happening. I
I thought maybe you're hitting the button just as a prank. Like maybe you're doing some sort of YouTube prank on me or something like that.
No, no YouTube pranks on you, Roy. My car, I actually literally do not have a car alarm button on my key fob. There's no way for me to click a button in it to honk at you.
Okay.
So that rules out that possibility.
Well, you should get your car alarm fixed because, you know, it just went off for no reason. I didn't even touch your car until after you kept honking at me.
Well, I think you should probably check and make sure nobody was in my car when you start kicking it. Doesn't really make much sense to me. A car alarm is a pretty distinct noise. It's a repetitive honking at
it sounds just like the horn.
Intervals.
It's the horn.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interval. If anyone was trying to mess with you, they would be just laying on the horn, not just holding the horn down.
You don't know that.
It's an interval.
If I wanted to mess someone, I could just hit it repetitively.
But hey, Roy, the point is that you misjudged the scenario and you started kicking my car for no reason.
Yeah, and I realized that after, and that's why I left the note. That's nice of
you. And you've yet to apologize about the matter, which
I shouldn't have to apologize. You're the one that was honking at me.
Roy, I was not honking at you. You kicked my car because my car alarm was going off. And for the car alarm to be going off, it could be any reason. Somebody earlier could have accidentally touched my car, but you kicked it, Roy. So,
well, because it was honking at me.
You're going to have to pay the damages if there's damages.
You said you didn't even see any damages, so it's probably fine. I think the dents came out.
Well, if there's damages, I'm going to go look. I wasn't looking in the right spot. I was thinking you hit it with your car.
I don't see why you have an attitude.
It have to be in the front. If you hit my car with your car, it would have to be in the front, not in the back, because it was parked. So I'm gonna go look at the car again, and if there's damages, then you're going to have to pay for it because you kicked my car.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was you were honking at me.
How
do I know you weren't honking at me? Maybe you just jumped in the back seat, and I wouldn't see you.
You're being very ridiculous, Roy.
I don't think I'm being. I left a note. I did the right thing. I left a note.
You did. I'm thankful that you left a note, but I'm pretty confused as to why you're not apologetic that you misread the situation and you thought I was honking at you.
I think,
Roy,
you should apologize for the honking.
Okay, Roy, you're being a little... There's no bushes on the third floor of the parking garage that I could be hiding behind. There's nowhere that I don't have a car alarm button on my key fob. I mean, if you want to meet up and you want me to show you my key fob,
yeah,
there is no way for me to press a button.
You probably
show me the car alarm go off.
You'll show me the key fob that doesn't have that button. But I know the master one does.
You want me to do that?
No, I don't want to meet you.
Well, I mean,
I can't believe you're not apologizing for your car honking at me.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, I don't think I did anything wrong, and you keep telling me to apologize. I'm not going to apologize. You should apologize for...
You kicked my car, Roy. You kicked my car for my car alarm going off, which happens to every car. Any car,
no, it doesn't.
Car alarm can go off for various reasons, and you kicked it. Nobody was in the car. You walked up to it, and you kicked it several times.
More than several.
Roy, if you want me to check my car, and if I find damages, you're gonna pay for them. That's the moral of the story.
That's not really a moral.
You're gonna pay for the damages.
Yeah, and that's why I left a note so I could pay for the damages if there were any, because that's the right thing to do. Well, I'm not gonna apologize because you're.
I just thanked you for that. I thank you. I'm glad that you left a note. That was the right thing to do. But,
you should upgrade your car alarm system.
You're handling this pretty poorly.
What, leaving a note?
You have no idea why my car alarm
could have gone off.
Nobody else's car alarm was going off. It was just yours.
Excuse me?
Nobody else's car alarm was going off. It was just yours. I think your car alarm sucks. You should upgrade it. Get the kind that doesn't have false alarms.
All right. Well, you're handling this situation like a 10-year-old, and you don't sound like a 10-year-old. You just referred to me as a college student, so I don't think you are a college student, but you're acting like you're 10. So,
oh, so
I really
now you're going to insult me.
That,
so
and,
fuck
and,
this. I'm not going to pay for damages if you're going to sit there and insult me. So I'm not even.
Okay, well,
I'm not going to give you my insurance information now.
Roy,
I
can take you to court. I can do whatever you want me to do. We can handle this the easy way.
I'll prove to the court that your car alarm's a piece of crap and your car has a shitty attitude.
All right, Roy. Well, we will for sure be in contact if there's damages to my car.
I just want to answer the phone. You don't even know who I am, so whatever.
Yeah, I have your phone number, which can go a really long way in a lawsuit. And I'm going to check and see if there's damages. I thank you for leaving your number on on my car. That is the right thing to do.
Next time I pass through there, I'm probably just going to kick it out of spite now.
Okay, well, that's very mature of you.
You're the one that's making threats at me. You're threatening me with court and stuff.
Yeah, because that's what happens when you hit somebody's car.
That's why,
right?
I left a note, and you're being an asshole about it, telling me to apologize and telling me I'm a 10-year-old.
No, I'm just...
I was trying to do the right thing, and you're just being a big asshole about it. I should call the police on you.
That is not what's happening here. You're just...
I didn't call you a 10-year-old.
What was that?
I didn't call you a 10-year-old.
You told me I should apologize for my car going off. It's typical that cars can go off for various reasons.
It's typical if you have a shitty alarm from the 1990s or something, but most people's car alarms don't go off like that.
I'm not gonna apologize for my car alarm going off when I have absolutely no idea why it did.
I'm going to prove to the courts that you're emotionally abusive and you're making threats at me.
All right, and then I'll just go ahead and tell them that you just called me an asshole over the phone.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, because name calling is definitely illegal.
Well, what did I do wrong then?
I don't know. You're the one threatening me with court, so I hope we go to court.
All right, Roy. Well, hope you have a good day. We'll be in contact if there's damage to my car.
Okay, yeah. Enjoy getting your liberal arts degree.
Okay, yep, that's the degree. Okay, all sounds right. Good.
I'm glad you agree with me. You're not denying that. I don't even know what that means. Is that some kind of an insult, Dashy? You have a liberal arts degree. Take that. That is the end of today's calls. Thank you, chat room, for all of those suggestions. I try to give credit when I can, but sometimes I just completely forget. But most of those calls were done while I was sitting in Prank Call Nation's chat room at prankcallnation.com/chat. And there's just this constant stream of craziness happening as I'm making the calls, and I'm just picking random things from that. So thanks, you guys. All of that was recorded earlier today, Monday afternoon. And it is currently Monday evening, almost bedtime, while I'm editing this together and recording this quick outro. But I wanted to let you guys know about something. You remember Teresa, the lady I pranked in this show? I actually can't even remember what was said to her. I just remember at the end, she said she was going to report me to the police. And I said, I don't give you permission to report me to the police. It looks like she Googled my phone number, though, right after the pranks. And immediately found the Phone Losers of America Facebook, and she left a big post on the Phone Losers Facebook page. And the post says this. It says, to the guy who left the fake "my bad" written on an index card on my friend's car that we were borrowing, and the person who called us back, you, my most moronic friend, are a complete and utter asshole. It would be one thing if you had stated that it was a joke. I would have laughed about it and been done with it. But instead, you chose to insult my intelligence and state that I'm an idiot who doesn't know anything just because I'm a woman and choose to screen my calls is fucked up beyond belief. I was already having a bad day because the transmission just went out of my car, which is the reason behind borrowing a friend's car in the first place. You just made my day worse when I didn't need it. And yeah, I should feel bad about that. But then I click on Teresa's page, and every single freaking post is a complaint. Like, every one. Here, post number one. Brr, it's cold out this morning. 30 degrees. No heater. We're borrowing a friend's car to drive to school. The next post is about a Renaissance fair they went to, but it was canceled. Another complaint. Okay, that one's not really a complaint. But most of her posts are complaints. The one before that, dang it, now I'm crying because of a sad story about vets. The one before that, I just love when another person and I have a difference in opinion and they take it as an opportunity to become highly offended and bash liberals. Apparently, because I disagree, I must be a liberal. Goes on and on and on. Next one before that, interesting, this goes towards the idiots in Texas who think teaching children that the Constitution was based on the Bible. Her entire feed is just a gigantic stream of complaining. So, it doesn't matter that I made that call to her, she's just complaining every day about everything, and she's always unhappy, so nothing's changed. So everything's fine, right? So that's how I'm justifying not feeling bad about that one. I should just learn to admit that I'm a big fucking jerk. Thank you everyone for listening. Thanks Tony from Arizona for sponsoring the show today. Thanks Katie Bobick for the cake. The cake that suggests that Jesus is more important than the PLA because you listed Jesus first and PLA second. Get your priorities in order, damn it. I know what you guys are thinking. Oh my God, Brad, you didn't play any voicemails. Well, here's one.
Hey, Brad. I just want to say that I think that The Snowplow Show is not as funny as Friday Night Crank.
Oh,
I think Friday Night Crank
come
is 100 times more funny than The Snowplow Show. And
jerk.
That you should watch Friday Night Crank so that you can learn how to do the prank call show properly. That's
I
it.
Should. Bye. I've watched plenty of Friday Night Cranks, but I guess I need to watch more so I can get better at doing this show. And here's one more. Just one more.
Hey, Brad. Just saying, awesome show. It's literally the only thing that keeps me from driving off the expressway while I'm driving for work.
Aww.
So you're a lifesaver, literally. Really liking that card game show coming back. Do a lot of cake decorating, too, and these cake pranks are hilarious. I think I could fit all that text on a cake. And keep doing what you guys are doing.
Bye. Wait, you're a cake decorator? Yeah, hell yeah. Make a lot of PLA cakes. Please do that. We need more PLA cakes. Thanks for listening, everyone. Remember, if you're not supporting The Snowplow Show and the Phone Losers of America, you are a big, filthy communist and a Nazi. You can support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Just pledge a dollar. Just $1 a month. That's all I ask. $12 a year? That's pennies per show. Just pennies. You can afford pennies. Be sure to add Phone Losers on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers. On Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers. In fact, here's what you should do. If you're already on Facebook, if you're already, you know, you've liked the page, go to facebook.com/phonelosers. And look over in the left sidebar area, and you'll see this thing that says, invite my friends to like the Phone Losers of America. Click on that, and click on every single one of your friends. Just bug the shit out of all of your friends to like the Phone Losers of America. It's the greatest plan ever. If you're not supporting us on Patreon, then you owe us that. Bye, everyone. Happy holidays. This is the last show of the year. No, just kidding. It's not. I'll see you in a few days. Bye.
The family gets busy, the father seems so busy, my phone is going crazy, my hands are numb and frizzy, the gadgets make us lazy, we gotta take it easy. Oh, 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 can you hang up the phone? I didn't see you in ages, it seems to me contagious. You're going through some stages, the phone makes you outrageous. It locks you up in cages, unlike our surgery. Oh, 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 can you hang up the phone? All the hocus pocus forever tries to choke us. It's making such a ruckus, we can barely focus.
loving, drinking, driving, eating, working, sleeping. Oh, I keep on replying to all the rings and beeping. Oh, 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 can you hang on the phone? Oh, 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 can you hang on the phone? Oh, 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 can you hang on the phone? Oh, 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 can you hang on the phone? Speelt van mijn voeten, er hoeft niet jouw computer. Want jeder kleine toeter in naaien toe zich boeter. Niet nu meer kan me niegen, wie weet mijn vrienden boeter. Oei, wij gewalt, like a ruption in phone. I'm going to a wedding, the entire hall is squawking. Everyone is phoning, to the wall I'm talking. My friends with his Bluetooth, when together we are walking. Hey, hello please, can you hang up that death phone? All the hocus pocus ever tries to choke us. It's making such a ruckus, we can barely focus. Davening, davening, and driving, eating, working, sleeping. Why keep on replying to all the rings and beep, 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 beep. Oh, 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 can you hang on the phone? Hang on the phone. Oh, 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 can you hang on the phone? Instead of searching Google, I'm busy making Kugel. Instead of checking email, ich hype mein Hands im Himmel. Ich darf nicht durch die Facebook, ich nicht nur all auf Facebook. Lai, 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 ich hab ein Kuschel, Telefon. iPad, iPhone, iPad, I was kind of see my Schiebel. Ich denk noch, wenn I, ob gemeint nur I mit Zwiebel. Ich denk noch, wenn Blackberries fliegt nicht wachsen in Manhattan. Ey, nur wenn so der Herrick, dann nützt sich mit Tabletten.
Calling me a hobo.